This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
All right. But this is what they said. I think he has flexibility to play both tackle and guard. I've seen him play guard. I think he'll be a very good guard. I wouldn't put no Aliyu at tackle. I wouldn't do that. He's just not fleet of foot. He'll get cooked out there. But that's how they see it. And I think we're going to look at it. Okay, where are we at on the offensive line and where can he best help us in the situation? It's kind of weird and funny. I don't think we have made any decisions in terms exactly where we're going to be playing. I think we're going to end up getting the best five out there, and that's where we're going to do, according to Dennis Allen, who could confuse anybody, just confuse me. But anyway, the reality is like the best five, and we talked about that. And I know even though Dennis Allen is talking offensive game, that's all controlled by Clint Kubiak. He has the keys to the bus, offensively speaking. So if he feels like, and John Benton, which we play here before, says that he feels like the Saints have the right people in place to operate the type of system that he wants to put in, which is big, physical, mean offensive linemen who can move. And you can't take that away from, Fuaga can move. You know, Penning can move. We know Cesar Ruiz, Eric McCoy, we know those guys can move. We remember Nick Saldivari in college having a good ability to move around, who's pretty versatile and not a bad lineman as well. Those guys are young, and that would be a good look for the Saints too, that you have all draft picks across the starting lineup for the Saints, right? You got Cesar, he's a first round pick. McCoy's a second round pick. The two first round draft pick tackles. And then of course the left guard would be Saldivari was what, picked in the fourth round. So there'd be all Saints draft picks that are there. I don't know if it'll maintain that, but that would be very cool to see that. All right. There's just many questions on the defensive line as well as we transition there. I think the Saints looking as well, like as we move forward in the mini camp, we won't see all of this right now, but, you know, see more of the offensive line, then working with the offensive line, see how far we can see if these guys progress over the next few days. And then, you know, what does it look like from a backup standpoint? How do these backup guys look as well, kind of moving forward? Like I said, these guys are just in helmets and shorts. They, you know, it's no pads, none of that till later on. Anyway, transitioning to the defensive side, there's just many questions on the defensive line after rotational pass rush. You're passing your injured is Achilles and is out for a large portion of the season at minimum. Free agent addition Chase Young isn't expected to participate in mini camp practice while rehabbing from off-season neck surgery. So those are two people that we know are not going to be there. And according to what Dennis Allen said, he's been here every day. He's in the meetings, we're out here in practice. He's doing his rehab, talking about Chase Young. I see a guy that's highly motivated to have a great year. I think to this point, he's been on track in terms of the healing process and is a crazy X factor here for the Saints. The Chase Young, X factor, huge for the Saints this year. Huge. Is it a gamble? The contract helps the Saints out because it kind of lends to that. But my goodness, 1 year prove a deal for Chase Young, opposite of Carl Granderson. The last time we had a speedy combination like that, in my mind, I want to go back to Cam Jordan and Junior Gallette. That's when I want to go back to, like, if you have guys when Cam was in his prime and then you have Junior Gallette cutting up on the opposite side, or, you know, maybe Cam and Trey Hendrickson when Trey balled that year, even though I probably would go with Cam and Junior, that probably would be that. But can that be? We know Carl Granderson is a beast from that side. Look like he's got stronger, getting ready for the full season. And of course, you got Chase Young on the opposite side. Chase Young healthy for the Saints, pass rushing from the opposite end with Cam coming off the bench as a reserve, keeping him fresh and occasionally them kicking him inside. Man, that's going to be crazy for the Saints from a defensive line standpoint. And of course, they talk about Saints will likely need young players such as Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey, the Snowman, to realize the potential in order to have a successful pass rush this year. And even though, like, the Saints are kind of hedging their bets because you can never have too many pass rushes, they're literally representing that saying right now with all of the pass rushes we have. You know, we don't just have a bunch of backups. Carl Granderson earned his way. He was undrafted guy who earned his way to a starting job in a big contract. Chase Young, you know who he is in terms of being drafted high in the NFL, and he's here now. You got Cam there, and Cam is not what he used to be, but still could be a force for you because Cam is mentioned. Don't sleep on Cam either, because Cam was talking in the offseason, which we're currently early in offseason, about losing weight. And people are complimenting Cam on how small he looks in terms of his weight. He lost a lot of weight to kind of help him become more streamlined and faster, kind of getting back to his earlier days, you know, in terms of dropping the weight and still moving. So can Cam be setting himself up for something positive with this? And of course, we know the next surgery with Chase Young is something to watch out for. Cam's foot issue, rehabbing from that, even though he says he's doing good. And then former first-round draft pick Peyton Turner and second-round draft pick Isaiah Foskey, those guys sit behind the aforementioned guys. So the Saints, if injuries hit the Saints, man, they do have a lot of talented players that could perhaps step up and kind of hold the ship down until the starters get back to business. So anyway, the Saints had 34 sacks as a team. Cam Jordan, who will be 35 in July next month, finished with just 2 sacks. Carl Granderson led the team with 8.5 sacks and said he can't wait to see Young get back on the field. Young and Carl Granderson on the field at the same time, a healthy Chase Young, a healthy, you know, with Carl, and Carl's always been healthy. With having those guys there, man, let me tell you, you're not going to be doing all this stuff with quarterbacks like to run around the edge and you see Cam trying to chase him down and can't get to him, right? Man, Carl Granderson is going to get to you. Chase Young's going to be able to get to you. So like I said, man, that adds some speed there. And then based upon what happened at the linebacker position, another battle to watch out for would be the Willie Gay versus Pete Werner battle for the second linebacker position next to DeMario Davis. All this stuff has major league impact for the Saints defense, especially at the ends, having all of what I said. And then, of course, at the next level with the linebackers, Willie Gay, who's older, more experienced, and looking for an opportunity on a 1-year prove it deal to say, listen, I can play this. Willie Gay, if he beats out Pete Werner, and it won't be easy, but if he beats out Pete Werner for the other linebacker position next to DeMario Davis, that brings a whole new speed component back to the Saint linebacker core that we hadn't seen since Quan Alexander was doing. So it's going to be a very interesting season. Plus the splendid secondary we have unmasked, the speed of what could potentially be Willie Gay, healthy Chase Young, a healthy Peyton Turner, a healthy Cam Jordan. That's a lot of health that we need to kind of keep this thing going. But that depth set stuff is pretty good. So anyway, that's some of it to talk about. And of course, when we talk about the lines and all that, you know, we had a young offensive line, and a lot of stuff we're talking about too is the Saints interior defensive line. How does that look in terms of us needing to stop the run and put pressure on people? How do you guys feel about that situation? Let me get my unofficial depth chart up here right quick so the family members can see when we start talking about it, because we talk about the end positions, but the interior defensive line is something that also needs to improve. Now, we're talking about Kalen Saunders. We're talking about Big Nate Shepherd. We're talking about Brian Bercy. Can Brian Bercy have that jump that we think he should have? He's also a former first-round draft pick, guy that really balled out for the Saints last year. Can Brian Bercy take the jump to starter this year? That would tell a lot, too, because I think Nate Shepherd should be a guy that should be he'll be better at a revolving or a role-playing defensive tackle position. Because we was talking about passing yo. Passing yo, listen, fam, that's a nice size blow for the Saints defense, because passing yo had the potential to play defensive end for you, because he gave you that. He wasn't bad at the end position. He's tough to block. He's 6'7", and he's not a sloppy 6'7", 300-pounder. He's streamlined, he's big, and he knows how to play. He's difficult to block. But you had the ability to play him outside, and then if you needed to, you can kick passing yo inside. Well, he's not there. So somebody is going to have to step up and help out there. Like, you can rely on passing yo. So somebody's going to have to elevate their game from a defensive interior lineman position. Brian Bercy, in his second year, we know that, fam. We know that these guys struggle in the sophomore years. Is this what's going to happen to Brian Bercy? We know that they deal with issues in the second year. We've seen it with Paulson Adebo. We've seen it with Alante Taylor. To a degree, we've seen it with Chris Olave, with what was going on and all this kind of stuff. But in the second years, they usually some struggling. Not all players go through this, but a great deal of them do go through that little sophomore situation. So we have to watch out for that. But Christian Boyd's a guy, they brought him as a rookie. Really excited about him. They had brought in Kendall Vickers, who's been getting a lot of reps. And Jack Heflin's another guy who really kind of stepped up and showed some stuff in last training camp. And Jack Heflin, who's a football player, can he step up and kind of press forward? Because these guys will have an opportunity to kind of see if they can fill the shoes of it, or perhaps the Saints might decide to say, you know what, we need some help there as we get ready for training camp. Let's see what veterans are out there so that we can utilize these vets and bring them in here and see if they can help us out. Can the Saints do that? Because they can most certainly go to the cheap defensive interior middle route. They could. They could. Let me see if I can put the cap situation up on screen, because right now, as it's showing, according to Over the Cap, this is where the Saints are right now in terms of their salary cap. 5.4 plus mil is what's popping right now for the black and gold that they have. And this is right now numbers according to Over the Cap. But anyway, like I said, man, it'll be interesting to see just how well the black and gold in terms of how and where our guys will be as we move into the Saints minicamp. That's a few things I think we want to kind of look at in terms of the offensive line, and then we can look at all this other stuff in terms of the wide receivers and whether or not what will be going on there, because a lot of people think that Cedric Wilson might have an opportunity there to be able to be that guy. Is Cedric Wilson the dude in the wide receiver room? We'll find all that out as we get going, but Saints minicamp opening up, these are just a few of the things not only that'll be setting the tempo this Saints minicamp, but also the big camp later on in the month. This stuff, some of these battles are definitely just sneak previews as we get ready for the big camp, where it all counts, baby. All of it does count, but that's when we'll get a more complete look at what will happen. And I definitely think the Saints are going to add some people in terms of maybe a few people here or there to the big camp later on in the month. So there you go. All right. So that's just a little stuff to kind of talk about right there. All right. So big ups to the fam, man. Appreciate y'all being in the building. Like I said, if you guys have a question, please chop it and drop it in the chat, man. Put Q at the front of it so I can see what you guys are in this thing. All right. Anyway, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all. Big ups to you, man. As well, Black Major, I see you, fam. Appreciate you, brother Terrence, in this thing. My boy Randolph from Keeping It Real podcast. Shout out to you, my dog. Appreciate you for being in the building. OG Jarrett is in this thing as well. Big ups to you guys. I see you, man. Hemisphere, shout out to you. Says, can the Saints D-line cause enough pressure to support the secondary? If so, this defense can be a top 10 defense this year. Indeed. And that's a good question because that's what it's all about, right? The pressure. Carl Granderson, 8.5 sacks last year. Chase Young comes. He's rehabbing from neck surgery. That's not a small feat. I don't know what the timeline is on it. We did a show about that. I don't know where the Saints timeline is, but when you have neck surgery, right? Neck surgery that usually ties to your spine, not your spine, but you know, to your spine and all that kind of stuff up there. And that's all delicate stuff. So I don't know if you want to rush him out there and maybe later on into training camp and into preseason, we'll get more of a timeline. But like I said, I wouldn't be anticipating seeing him right away. I think like originally when they talked about this, they said that he'd be ready for
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The big camp, I don't know. I really don't know. And truth be said is that the Saints have a lot of depth there and so they can take more of a patient approach with Chase Young. You see what I'm saying? Cause that would be my take. You know, when you have neck surgery like that, I'd be like, let me kind of take more of a patient approach with, you know, you, because it ain't like we hurry up and get healthy so we could throw you out there. Now we should be all right in the interim until Chase Young gets there. But when you have, you know, a healthy Cam, Carroll on the other side, Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey, we should be able to get enough sacks and be able to do and get some pressure on these guys. And then, of course, we talk about inside pressure. Colin Saunders, Brian Bercee, you know, these type of guys. Christian Boyd, he's another guy that's known to be one of these pressure guys. So the Saints have big guys on the inside that are good at pushing the pocket internally inside the pocket. So that's a positive. So it's not just in pressure. It's also inside pressure. You know, I mean, outside pressure, you know what I mean? Defensive ends causing pressure from outside, but it's also the inner push of a Colin Saunders and and Nate Shepherd and a Brian Bercee that should cause some things to happen. But in the end, depending on where, you know, the pressure too is the linebackers. If it's going to be Willie Gay, or not. It depends, man, on a lot. But yeah, I think that I personally believe that they can be able to cause enough pressure if healthy. That's a big part of it. Like I said, Cam has lost some weight there, so he can make him a little bit faster. So we'll see how it all looks, man. But yes, indeed, man, we should be all right. All right, Brother Randolph says, Hayner, great offseason QB. Now he must continue his offseason success into camp. Indeed, bro. Absolutely. Big ups to you. All right, Mr. Barnes says, Howden is an elite safety. All right, Mr. Barnes, shout out to you. I don't know if he's elite, but I do like Jordan Howden. He showed a lot last year. And remember, he flashed in preseason, too. Like when they drafted Jordan Howden, and I was like, man, they took a safety right there. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? The Saints, they're going to need some safety because Tyrann Mathieu is getting up there. And sooner or later, you're going to need somebody to replace him. And a lot of the safeties that we had, we were bringing in, were safeties on one-year deals. None of those guys had the potential to be a long-range option there. Jordan Howden, out of Minnesota, if you go and watch the footage on it, man, he was phenomenal at Minnesota. It was a terrific pick by Dennis Allen and the Brass. They did a really good job in spotting Howden and then plugging him into the Saints defense. And he came in as a rookie. And then he played so well, the Saints said, man, let's just put Marcus May in the street. The hell with Marcus May. He missed half the games anyway. You know, let's put and Howden helped push May out the door. And he's a solid player. And he's coming into it once again in his second year. And I know in the sophomore years, man, you know, we have to remember in sophomore years, these guys tend to look a little different. Sometimes the games, they struggle in that second year. Remember these second year players, because sometimes people be tearing them players up, man, be tearing them up. You know, man, that dude, he was garbage. In the second year, fam, we got to remember. Richard said, I'm looking forward to seeing the line. And me too. The linebackers, that's a big competition, bro. Because if you take a look, like, let me put the depth chart, unofficial depth chart on the linebackers, the Willie Gay versus Pete Werner battle. It's going to be big. Like I said, it's only three linebacker starting spots if you operate the 4-3, but we know the Saints spend the majority of the time in a two linebacker look, which means Willie Gay, it's going to be a battle between Willie Gay and Pete Werner for the opposite spot next to Demario Davis. Like I said, Willie Gay been in the league longer than Pete, but Pete knows that system. But the Saints have, they find a trend, they stick with it, like the Ohio State trend. The Saints love picking Ohio State players. One thing they like to do is pick up former Kansas City players as well, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Hell, they picked up Colin Saunders. They picked up Willie Gay. They picked up Tyrann Mathieu. You know, they just love getting these former 49er guys. And I think, wasn't your guy that was here last year? What was his name? He went on to the Texans. I forgot him. I think he played with the Chiefs too. They love picking up these former Chief players, especially on the defensive side. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see just not only him, but there's also guys that's backing these guys up that we want to see what they can do. Nephi Sewell looked solid for the Saints last year. They picked him up. DeMarco Jackson, how does DeMarco Jackson look? Guys like Jalen Ford, the linebacker, want to see what he can do. Kalike Hudson is another dude. Monty Rice is another dude. You know, the Saints got a good staff of linebackers, and then you'll see the backup linebacker battle as well play out. So it'll be interesting to see how that looks too. So yeah, the linebackers are going to be pretty good. Shout out to Farouk B. Jizzle. Good to see y'all in the chat, man. Big ups to y'all as well. All right, Hemisphere, another question is, will the Saints run a 4-3 front? They could. I mean, like, but I don't, you know, like I say, I had to boil it down out 100% of the times that I personally watched the Saints all the time play these games, man, and very rarely you'll see them in any other system except for the two linebacker look, the modified nickel situation. You know, very rarely. It's like 98%, like 90, it's high, rank. That's like 96 to 97% of the time they're in the modified look, you know. And if any other look that they did show was like the 43, you know, but you don't see that look often, you know. So that's why I was saying wherever it is, it's gotta be in the building. What's up, Tuck? Shout out to you. That's all right, man. That's what rewind buttons are for, you know. Iro says Alante Taylor pass. It was his first year. Exactly. And I was telling peoples about that as well, man. when they were throwing him out there, these people on WWL was talking crap about him. Oh, he ain't look like nothing. Man, the man was, that was his second year, man. It did the same stuff, man. I remember what these people say. I remember a lot of this stuff because I had to sit up here and counteract it. They said the same thing about Paulson and Debo and then pretend like they didn't say that. Oh, Paulson Debo is a solid cornerback. They was, and then the year before they was tearing him up. It's amazing how these people, you'd be thinking you don't remember. I remember they was hammering out Paulson and Debo. Now they, oh, he Paulson and Debo, the future of the Saints. You was just saying last year when he, I mean, the year before last, that he wasn't getting and the Saints might need to look at somebody else. Man, come on, man. These people be tripping me out. When it's second year, fam. That's what we got to remember. In the second year, right? It's not you, Ro. It's just other people, like stuff that I heard people send to me about players. And I hear it. I was like, man, who are these people, man? If you're going to commentate, man, you got to remember how things go. For whatever reason, that's how it is. Not everybody, but a great majority of players in the NFL and in other professional sports, in that second year, from the first to the second year, they have some difficulties transitioning between. That's a transition year, and they have some difficulty in that year going to the third year. But if they handle it like a Paulson and Debo did, they're going to be fine. I think I said the same thing about Alante Taylor. And how do you know? Because Alante Taylor is an intelligent player that's under control. He'll make it just like Paulson did, because Paulson Debo is another dude that's intelligent and a very stable personality. You'll make it. You just have to endure that fire and you'll get better. That's how it works, you know, and they'll be fine. All right. Shout out to Slim. He says, Q, can Willie Gay have the potential to take Werner's spot outside? Yes, he can, bro. Absolutely. This, I would caution the Hoodats to, you know, pay very close attention to that. And I know a lot of people are going to watch the QB battle. I want to see Spencer Rattler and all that kind of stuff. And I know QBs bring attention. But really the biggest battle that you want to watch is going to be the linebacker battle. It'll be between Willie Gay and Pete Werner. Because when they first brought him here, my thought process, okay, they bring Willie Gay in here. But is he a future prospect? Like, nah, Willie Gay is like 31, I want to say. Is he 30? He's in his early 30s. I'm like, on a one-year deal. Listen, I thought the Saints would leave Pete Werner alone. But they felt like, hey, man, we need speed at that position. Maybe that was Michael Hodges saying, man, we need to pick it up here. We need a linebacker such and such. They've been watching the guy. The guy is lightning in track shoes. He's super fast. He's smart. He got a really good personality about him. Like, he's exciting. He gets excited and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So, man, Willie Gay is a serious threat to take Pete Werner's job. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. To me, I think that is the battle that I would be keeping a close look at, because that has major implication. It has major implication because that guy pairs next to DeMario Davis and he changes the Saints defense. He really does. Willie Gay gets there. And remember, DeMario is solid, but DeMario Davis has lost a lot of his lateral speed. He's not the spry DeMario that we've all known and loved for so long. As he gets older, he's losing a lot of that. If you remember some of these games, he doesn't have the closing speed he used to have. He does his best. So that's why the Saints, we can't have two guys, and Pete Werner's a solid linebacker, but we've known for a while that the athletic aspect of his game, you know, we knew that coming out, that he wasn't a super quick athletic guy. He's a solid linebacker, but he just doesn't have that next level speed that you want to have, like you've seen Nequan Alexander or even a Preston Smith had. When Preston Smith was here, he exhibited that closing, that able to react and the speed to get there. And not only that, but to cover tight ends if you need him to. Willie Gay does that too. He has the speed to cover the tight ends. We struggle with that. We got a good tight end right there. He's going to tear you up. And we got to go against the Detroit Lions. Remember that tight end killed you? LaForta, whatever his name is. Whatever it was, it must have been Spanish for knock the Saints upside their head, because that's what he did. The tight end for the Vikings. And any athletic threat tight end gives the Saints problems. If Gay's there, man, that all stops. That's why I was saying that that is a big, big position that we got to watch out. Great question, Slim. Thank you for that, man. Appreciate you. All right. Terrence says, I know it's early, but in what week do you think the offense will come together and stay consistent? That's very hard to tell, bro, because Brother Randolph asked me that when last year, and I was like, man, it usually takes like a month for you you start seeing some success. We didn't see the Saints offense, and that was a very unique and weird year. Well, we didn't see the Saints offense catch fire until well into the year, like the last month or so worth of games, and you've seen the Saints catch on. By that time, it was too late. You know, it usually take like a month for them to see what they got going on, because you have the four games, then you have all the practices that's in between, because you got your starters on both the offense and the defense. You know who's supposed to do what, who's going to have this job, and you know what you need to do. So, and guys will have the preseason and the big camp and then the preseason, and then you go into the season, you got a month worth of games. So you have a general idea of what's going on. But when we talk about, you know, catching on offensively, usually that's aimed at the quarterback. I'm hoping that the Saints do not put all of that on Derek Carr. I'm hoping that the Saints use the best room that they have, which is the running back room. If you got Taysom and Elvin and Jamal and what's my guy? I forgot my guy's name from TCU as well. So you got all these guys here, man. What I'm talking about? I forgot his name, man. I'm thinking about somebody else. That's what it was. All right. Yeah. Kendre. I forgot Kendre. But you got Kendre in there. Man, that's a phenomenal room. Think about that room. Elvin, Jamal, Taysom, Kendre Miller. That's fantastic. And then you have the ability, if you want to use plays where you use Rashid Shaheed and packages with sweeps and reverses, or hand the ball off to him in certain areas and he hit it and go. So, I mean, the Saints have application there, but I will rely on that at first. And then, you know, because that's when Carr really looked comfortable, when he was operating the play action last year, when it wasn't all on his shoulders to perform. You know, you need to use your best room, offensively speaking, to be able to help you get that. But that also means the Saints have to be in on code when it comes down to running the ball. So we need the offense to step up and do what they need to do. But yeah, these are the acquisitions of both Willie Gay and, yeah, that's what I'm saying. These guys, if they're, you know, if Willie Gay starts, that's an impact. If Chase Young is healthy next to Carl Granderson, y'all have to understand what that looks like, because even though a lot of people downplay Chase Young, when Chase Young is healthy, he makes an impact. And then the thing is, he's not even the lead defensive end. That's Carl Granderson. So he's complimenting Carl. Then you have Cam that'll be circulating in there. And the idea is to keep guys fresh, so the pressure is always that we're not going to wear out the ends. You take these guys out, put the next guy in, and then you have unrelentless and endless pressure from the Saints' ends. If done right, we keep everybody fresh. That helps out big time. Tuck says Q is the wide receiver group where it needs to be a room for improvement. That's a good question. Oh, man. If you look at, man, if we look at the Saints wide receiver room, the top three or four guys are solid. And then there's a lot of question marks there.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.